this week in particular, people may want to burrow in and make their Christmas presents. And Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst is here with just the ticket.
When you want to give a gift that really means something, you start in the kitchen. You start with something that you love and give it to someone you love.
Yeah, there's nothing more personal than, you know, cooking something for someone anytime. But that takes time. So
it does take time. But you know what? So does going online and going through all those pages and all that stuff you have to go through and punching in your credit card. This is a one-stop shopping. You figure out what you want to make. You go somewhere and you really buy some quality ingredients. Get the best quality chocolate. Get the best vinegar you can find. This is your holiday gift.
Let's start with, you know, people this time of year make family recipes. Those really resonate. So you've got one.
I sure do. My sister-in-law every single year made this butter crunch. And I would say for over a decade, I'm like, Andrea, can I have the recipe? Oh, yeah, sure. I'll give it to you. Never got it. Next year, I love this butter crunch. Can I? Never got it. Finally, she gave it to me. Now I'm giving it to the world. Go for it, Robin.
Okay.
It's a really simple recipe. You make a very basic caramel. You let it cool. You spread good chocolate on it. And then you can put crushed walnuts, almonds. It's crunchy. It's sweet.
Oh, man.
Yeah, crunchy, sweet, completely satisfying. And it just screams the holidays. And I thank you, Andrea, for giving us the recipe.
Well, who wouldn't want to keep this to themselves?
Because
then, you know, she has a special gift, but now we all can. And how long does it take to make this?
It takes me about 25 minutes now. You know, it's really, that's the thing about it. I get really nice chocolate. All you do is boil some sugar and some water with some corn syrup, just a touch, and it cooks down and you spread it out and let it cool. Put the chocolate on, flip it over. It's a quick one, and it's a great one for people who think, oh, I can't make candy. Pretty straightforward.
Great. You have a couple of caramel sauce recipes.
I do. There's a jar right over here, Robin. Okay. I think you have discovered the beautiful relationship of chocolate and sea salt.
Yeah.
So this is a homemade caramel with really good dark chocolate and Maine sea salt, a very coarse sea salt. It gets very thick. When you warm it up, it thins out a little bit. There should be a spoon somewhere.
Yeah. You know, you've got it in a little beautiful, tiny bottle, though.
For goodness sakes, I'd put it on my toast for breakfast if I could go that route. Delicious with holiday desserts on top of ice creams, butter cookies. Isn't that,
you get the salt. It's crunchy from the salt, right?
The salt. You really want to taste the salt. And there's all kinds of good stuff in there. Good chocolate, good cream from a farm, and a beautiful little bottle, a ribbon, a label explaining what it is, maybe how to use it. What a gift. I would take that over a new sweater any day.
Okay.
Remember that next year, okay?
Yes, right. Make a note. Okay, we also have biscotti.
Biscotti, an Italian cookie, so good for dunking into cappuccinos or hot tea or cocoa. This is my recipe. It's got crystallized ginger, toasted pistachios, and tangerine zest and juice.
And what else? That's a partridge in a pear tree. I mean, that's phenomenal, that combination.
It's pretty wonderful. And they're crunchy. And to tell you the truth, there's not a lot of calories in that cookie. And it's so satisfying. It's a deep crunch. And I put these into a nice clear plastic bag, wrap it with some raffia ribbon. You could put it into a beautiful cookie tin. You could also put it on a gorgeous new plate, and then you'd have a gift and a gift. Isn't that satisfying?
The pistachios.
I love those toasted pistachios. And a little bit of tangerine juice and zest goes a long, long way.
Okay, the sweet and the savory. And then you have the completely savory suggestions.
Yeah, because the holidays are not all about a sugar fest. Okay, the most basic, this is for the person that says, yeah, right, like I have time to go in the kitchen and cook. Herbal teas. Go to a farmer's market, go to a great store and buy some fresh bunches of mint, maybe some lavender, maybe some tarragon, and dry them in a cool, dark spot and give tea. With tea strainers and beautiful mugs. Okay? How hard is that?
Wonderful. Also, what is this?
That is my seasoned herb salt. So I took sea salt and I put fresh rosemary, fresh thyme, a beautiful fresh bay leaf in there, and some grated lemon zest. And you can use that on roasting chicken, on any soup, any stew. That took me a big 3 minutes to make. Isn't it beautiful?
It's beautiful, and the odor is just wonderful.
So the only trick with that is the herbs, you crumble them up, you put the lemon zest in, and because lemon zest has natural oils, you just let it dry for about an hour before you seal it up. But you could make one of those for everybody on your list.
Wonderful. Included in the savory recipes, pickled peppers?
Pickled peppers. I made those last fall. All you need is a bunch of different peppers. You can use sweet ones, hot ones, little vinegar, and you can put it in a gorgeous mason jar. You can can it or just keep it. The vinegar will keep the peppers crunchy and delicious.
This is so pretty because you've got all different kinds. So cut up, there's little circular green peppers, and then there's strips of red.
Did you notice the seasonal touch there? The
I
green
did.
And the red?
Oh, see.
I think of everything here, Robin. Yeah, it's a healthy condiment. You can serve it with holiday roast. You can serve it as an appetizer with cheeses, and it sure looks the part.
And yet you say you can enhance it by adding a cookbook.
Exactly. Every year for the past decade, I have been reviewing the year's best cookbooks for Here and Now, and this year is no different, except we're not going to talk about it. You can go online and read. There are a lot of great cookbooks
this
year.
Just pick one.
Jerusalem. The guys that wrote Plenty last year, Yotam Ottolenghi, this is a gorgeous book called Jerusalem, about the city, about the multitude of cooking that goes on there.
Okay.
Love the book.
All right, and we'll have the rest at hereandnow.org, along with these really easy recipes from Kathy Gunns. Kathy, thanks, and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays, Robin. So good to be here.